The book, we're getting closer to Matan Torah, and we saw the wonderful Chazal and the explanation of the Chazal. The introduction to Matan Torah is a description of how Kadosh Baruch Hu felt Kabbal Yochum for the Shibud of Klal Yisrael. He had in front of him this sapphire brick, which presented the Sari of Klal Yisrael that were involved in building brick, was always in front of the eye of Kabbal Yochum of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then when we went into the Geula state, then there was a state of blue skies shining, everything is sweet. So it's a beautiful idea how Kadosh Baruch Hu is noisy but oil is glorious. Kadosh Baruch Hu really cares about us. He's involved in every situation we are in. Right now we're also in Eretz Yisrael going through a certain sorrow, and certain cities are being constantly bombarded now. It's a very hard life. Want to go to sleep, you don't know how many minutes you can have to get up and run to a place for more safety. It's all planned there by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Hashem is with us. So, we know that Hashem is with us in all circumstances. We're never doing things by ourselves. The more we feel the kesher between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more the Yadav Shemaya we have. But the Chiddush we heard last week, that this is not just an independently nice idea. This is the introduction to Matan Torah. That's what Matan Torah is all about. Matan Torah is all about creating a deep, intimate relationship between Kodesh Baruch Hu and us. And stems from the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu is so interested and so much cares about us, therefore gave us the Torah that we should have a mahalach of bringing ourselves closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He explained to us that the term of Ritzoyin Hashem has two meanings. Ritzoyin means the will. The Torah is a revelation of the will of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the second thing is Ritzoyin, it's like we say on Shabbos, the Ahava V'Rotzei. It's a lotion of a wonderful, good feeling, being favorable in one each other's eyes. So the Torah is a way of us knowing what Hashem wants, and it's also forming that relationship of Rotzei between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forming the positive relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Torah has its ability to do everything for us. It elevates us, protects us, gives us the Yad HaShemayim, because that is it. You know, the famous Sifri that says, V'had Hashem l'kecho, love Hashem. How do we love Hashem? Going around saying, telling them, I love Hashem. Nothing. Love Hashem is, V'ho yudvam ha'ilah l'vorecha. We have to connect to the words of the Torah, to learn Torah, the love of Torah within ourselves, within those around us. This is, by the way, part of the idea also of kviyas itim l'Torah. It is a very, very essential thing in the life of a Jew to have certain times a day that he learns under all circumstances and not change those. It's a very powerful force because it says in the halacha that even if a person can make a tremendous amount of money, if it's in that time he set aside to learn, just drop it. Stick to the learning. Because that shows the second type of rotzon. The pius, the ava, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I cannot let a day go by without connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his Torah. It's such a powerful thing. I saw just illustrates the thing. About two friends that were learning together, they had a kriyas. They learned an hour a day, let's say, and nothing in the world could stop them. They made up that whoever dies first, please come back and tell my friend what's going on in Shammai. So, okay, one of them dies, and a little bit later he comes in a dream to his friend, and he says, you know, it wasn't so easy to get a permit to speak to you, but since we made this covenant between us, I got a special heter. I'll tell you what's going on up there. I went up to the Shammai to start weighing my mitzvahs and my vedas. Comes along to mitzvahs with an halachim, white halachim, created by the mitzvahs. Oh, this guy's a wonderful person. So, but then things started getting pretty bad. The black malachim from the Avedis started jumping up. And it looked terrible. I know it's going to be with me. And suddenly a whole group of white malachim came and surrounded me. And they said, no black guys are getting next. Black malachim are getting next to you. We're protecting you. We are the malachim that created from that fear that you had every day of your life. That protects you from everything. Yeah. So, Kamuvan is a nice story. And it doesn't make a difference if it happened or not. The message is a true message. The power of kriyas shows that this is the most valuable thing. There's a way of valuing your mitzvah. What does it take to give it up? A person doesn't come to Shabbos because he can make $1,000. It means Shabbos is worth $1,000. If he forego $1,000, or he wants to go $1 billion, or worth $1 million. We give a price tag to everything. Whatever causes us to give up our mitzvahs properly is basically we're showing ourselves that Kodesh Baruch Hu, I do not value my mitzvahs more than that. We can't expect that Kodesh Baruch Hu to value our mitzvahs more than we value them ourselves. So if we have this idea, if I recognize that the Torah is my chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I have to have that chibur daily, I cannot forego for anything in the world. Then I show that my mitzvahs are super, super valuable to me. That's basically the story I said was an illustration. But that's the power behind it. So we have these two things when we're involved in Limud HaTorah. One is the Ratzon, the Maisa of Limud HaTorah is trying to understand the will of Hashem. The will of Hashem is revealed to us through all the Gemara. Shas has every situation in life had to do with going to the Ratzon. That's what Torah learning is about. And even if I'm going to be learning Shosh and Ogos HaPorah, what to do when an ox gores a cow. So it's not as well as Shema B'Kad, because I revealed the Ratzon Hashem in this crop. It's also something which, like I was saying, true relationship, true love is when each side is constantly trying to find out what the other side desires. If the relationship is built on, I'm trying to make sure the other side understands what I desire, there will never be a relationship created. Relationship is created the other way around. I am trying to understand with more clarity what does the other side value, what's important to them. And by knowing that and clarifying that, then I can build a relationship to a deeper level. That's also between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every piece of Torah that we get, at any level of clarity, we're creating a deeper relationship. Yeah. So, we said, Echad, when we're learning Torah, like we said, we're trying to clarify the Ratzon Hashem. Together with that, we have a second Ratzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a desire that we involve ourselves in the Torah because he wants to be close to us. He wants us to have this loving relationship. That's what's so important to us. And there's a Medrash Rabba in Terumah, a very important piece. Oh, my Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Ochalti Lochem Es HaTorah. I sold you the Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah. That's Matan Torah. He gave it to us. Kavi Yochel Nimkalti, as if I was sold to you. What do you mean? I gave you the Torah. I was sold to you. What's the connection? And that's what it says. Equally true. What's the Moshel? A king had one princess, one and only princess, and they looked for a shidduch and they found another king who had a wonderful son. Oh, beautiful. Made a royal marriage, and now the husband, the prince and the princess, excited, beautiful relationship. But the princess, my dear father-in-law, I like your daughter and I like you, but I want to go home. And the poor king says, what's going on? I love you and I love my daughter. I can't separate from my daughter. But I'm sad ashamed. I know that I can't keep you here either, because that's your country. You belong over here. Please, do me a favor. Wherever you're going, build a room over there in the palace for me. So you should always have a place to be. I want to be able to be with you. You have your life, you go to your country, I want to be with you. That's what he says. Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Kavu Yochel, the one daughter, princess of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave us over to us. And he said, I can't, you're down there, I'm up here. I gave you the Torah, I can't separate from the Torah. To tell you not to take the Torah, also not. I want you to be with the Torah. Wherever you're going, please make a bias for me. And that says the also the mikdash, make a mikdash for me. That's the idea of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the idea of Etzem. Today we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Mishkan, we have the Mikdash Ma. That's the idea of the Bodhi Knesset and Bodhi Midrashes. Every person, wherever we're living, we have that place that we're not just learning, we're not just davening, we are dwelling together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shochanti B'Zeichon. That is a special opportunity we have. I was saying that Baisik Sher, 75 years ago, was speaking in his Beis Medrash, Bnei Brak, and it was 1948. The Egyptians were flying overhead, bombing, air raid sirens. He was telling his oil that this is the safest place. This is a Mokim. There's a Ratzon of Hashem in the Beis Medrash. That's what we have to realize. It's wonderful. Gift that we have is one of the opportunities. Another Chazal that says, there's a famous Mishnah that says, a person says, Al Kantipu Yahir Rachamecha Meshati Moise. The person says, oh, look at the Rachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He made this mitzvah Shiloh HaKem. If he said such a thing, shut him up. He's making the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachman Ve'enu El Gzeiris. This is not a display of Hashem's Rachman. The mitzvah of Gzeiris, commands from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi over there says, "V'hatel al Yisrael chukim zeirosov v'tuah shem avodos." The mitzvahs are a way of us being the servants of Hashem. We have the commands from Hashem, and we follow His commands. Shem mitzvosim zeiros kukoytov. Afad v'orim v'dvorim shem l'stotan v'la'akum l'hashem aleim never matzor mitzvahu. The fact that we're doing our mitzvahs has nothing to do whether it's something that makes sense to us, or sounds like it's an act of rachamim, or maybe sounds the other way around. We have to take the mitzvahs as zeiros. These are the commands. The king gave us commands, we're following his commands. That is our sign of allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is much more than just saying, oh, it makes sense to me, let me do it. The extent they let me do it, basically, that means I'm not really doing it because of any keshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm doing it because of myself. Sounds good, fits into my worldview, but let's do it. Happened to be that Hashem commanded it. But if I do it in such a fashion, I miss the whole point of prayer. That's what he's saying. The prayer, you say, it's a nice thing, Adarama. What a beautiful mitzvah Hashem made. Shiloh HaKam, to give us sensitivity to wildlife. Yeah, but like I said, if you're giving Hashem ratings, this mitzvah is good and makes sense, it's more rational, and basically, you're not being over Hashem, you're being over yourself. Oh, this one works out, I like it, it's nice, well, so I'm doing it because I like it, not because I'm interacting with people just spoken. I missed the whole point of the mitzvah. Afterwards, we can delve deeper into the ideas behind the mitzvahs. Yes, rational, not rational, but that's not the starting point. The starting point is, I'm doing this because Hashem commanded. I trust Hashem. I want to interact with Hashem. I want to be close to Hashem because I know He's the source of the goodness and the whole process of Riyah. The whole world was created for His purpose of bringing myself closer to Hashem. And the way I do it is following His commands. But if I'm only doing it because, oh, this is something that works for my Rachman, yeah, it's great, then I basically am not doing Torah. He says a moshul for it. If you have electric light, how do you light it up? You take two wires and you put it into the light, and then the current starts flowing and the light goes on. But if you cover one of the wires with some insulation, that will stop the both wires will go into the right hole. I think the other way around. Sorry. The muscle is once if I put them in the right place, then it lights up. If the insulation on the two wires, plastic on the two wires, has a gap in it in each wire, and then they meet before they hit the light bulb, then it causes a ketzer, short circuit, causes a short circuit, burns out. Yeah. It says the same thing. Oira Torah works only if our kesher from Kodesh Baruch Hu is going through the Torah. It's not independent of the Torah. So my whole mahalach is going through the Torah, and through the Torah I get to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Masab of me and Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then that turns the light bulb on. But if I'm not looking at the source of the Torah, I'm just looking at things that work out for me, well, I'm not doing His Ratzon. I'm doing it because I think it makes sense. But the current is not going to the right place. It's not going to enlighten itself. Koponim, that's the point we're making here. We have to realize that Hashem created this beautiful world. Hashem gave us all the curses we need to grow and be successful and get the Siyat HaShemai from our Kodesh Baruch. But there's only one way to do it, to recognize that this is what life is all about. Hashem gave us commands, and I want to do the command of the Kodesh Baruch. I want to subjugate myself to a higher authority. It's very getting harder and harder. The human mind frame, the Goyish world, is further and further away from this idea. It used to be in my going, there's a concept of accepting authority. You had a king, you had whatever you have, some ultimate power. So the concept of accepting authority above myself, and then also person living in such a society who also has the ability to give over his authority to others. And in the modern world today, it's getting more popular, or for whatever reason it is, no authority. There's nobody on top of me. I do what I want. And I have no ability to have authority of those underneath me. Because if I'm living without authority, so how do you expect me to give it over to somebody else? That's the starting point of our keshev is I recognize there is He created everything. But it's not just I'm subjugating myself to this unknown being, this tyrant. I recognize everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but together with that, I recognize the greatness of Hashem. Hashem created this entire world just for my benefit. But the way I do it is by connecting to Him. I just do it because I do what I want and what works out for me. And what works out for me, it works, and doesn't, then I didn't do anything. The light bulb is not illuminating. If I recognize, number one is find out the Ratz in Hashem, do the will of Hashem. And by doing the will of Hashem, I'm connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I bring myself to that state of Ritzui, of Pius, a wonderful, deep relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which brings me extra Kveichas, extra Siyad HaShemayim, everything I do. So, this is something for us to think about. We're talking about the period before Matan Torah. One of the most important things before Matan Torah is to not just say, okay, I learned 5 minutes, I learned 6 minutes. That doesn't do anything for us. Just try to work on our mind frame. Appreciate what we have over here. What this amazing gift is, the Torah activation. The more I appreciate, this is what life is all about. It was just Nachum Ovum, Baruch Dinkum, one of the Rabbonim here in Beit Shemesh, one of the first Rabbonim, 25, 30 years on it. Anyway, and his mother was Zifta. And to my surprise, his mother was not born in Yerushalayim. His mother was born in Harlem. And she went to public school. You see, his whole family, they're like real Yerushalayim. Like some people, Tamir Chacomis, went to public school. And the Holocaust, she spent for 2.5 years in an attic by a Goyish neighbor that Rachmanistan in Holland, locked up in the attic, hiding from the Nazis. But she had her tzidah with her. She had her tzidah. She had a connection with her, so kept her going. The tzidah, the tzidah Tashem, she survived the war. She came there to Israel, and she was offered different options. And she said, I need a place where I'm going to be able to use the tzidah in a stronger fashion. And she went to one place. What's going on here? This is not what I expected here. Wasn't so religious. Until she finally found the real thing happened to be the Rebbe in the Chodesh, the wife of Rebbe Meir Chodesh, the Mashiach of Heaven, and the rest is history. That's the clarity. If we have that clarity, we know what we're looking for, so we don't get confused. So many people, they come to Eretz Yisrael, they stay in Chutzlars, wherever they are, but they don't have clarity. So they come from one thing and things get complicated, and then they end up somewhere else completely. This is an example. We have to build up that clarity. What's really important in our life? We have that clarity, like this woman had, and like Chai Yisrael had the Matan Torah, and like Jews have to have history, that keeps us going. I realize the most important thing in life is a life of Torah and Mitzvahs. We count the gzeiros of Hashem. Find out what the will of Hashem is so that we should develop this intimate, uplifting relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that will affect us and affect our families and affect everybody around us. That's what it is. That's a sweet life of Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes it takes strength of character. Sometimes it takes an ability to wade our way through the obstacles, the confusion that's surrounding us. As long as we're focused, we're proud of it, we realize this is the real thing. It's a shame. Have a satisfaction to get through it. See, the bit of Hashem will come out of it.